Martin, a 1-point defeat. It looked like you'd forced the extra time, and then Emmett Bradley with a big swing in the left foot.
Yeah, look, it's fine margins. It's hard to stomach there now after coming so close to turn them over, but it's, look, it's fine margins. We knew it would be a 1-2-point game, and unfortunately just we came out the wrong side of it tonight.
Yeah, probably a slow start to you. I think it was 24 minutes before you got a score, and they were 4 points up at that stage.
Yeah, we were, I suppose, defensively early on we were okay, but we scuffed a few chances and we're living off scraps. You know, there Glenn are very well set up defensively, and we kind of knew that we were going to struggle. But I suppose a few half chances we got, we didn't take them, and it took us a while to get going. I think we rattled off 2 or 3 points quick then, so we're in good enough shape coming up to half time, a point down. But yeah, look, it's disappointing there now at the moment. It's hard to put into words now how we're feeling in there in that dressing room.
Yeah, like, he got a dream start to the second half. John O'Malley, you know, holding his nerve from the spot, but it was hard to build on it.
Yeah, but you're not going to have big moments where you're dominating teams like Glen. They are who they are, and they're where they are for a reason. And we knew it'd be living off scraps, and we knew we'd have to, a lot would have to go right for us to win today. And look, a lot did go right at different stages, and we got the penalty, and we finished it, and we were hanging in there, and really that's all we wanted to do, was to hang in there with them as long as we could. And ultimately, in the end, just they kicked that point that got seen them over the line. Just, but look, it will. That's I don't know. It's hard to put into words now, as I said.
Like, they put you under huge pressure high up the field, and it was hard to even get out past your 65 at times.
Yeah, look at their ball throughout the field. They're really good athletes in the forward line. They're all prepared to work. They're similar to ourselves in that aspect, in that when they haven't got the ball, you've got to earn your scores. They'll not make you won't get outside your own 45 easy, never mind inside the opposition 45. So they make you earn your scores, and ultimately we struggled a wee bit there in that second half with that.
Yeah, and AJ punched the ball over the bar. The 3 minutes of injury time were up. You know, when the kick out was being taken, did you feel that maybe that was enough to play, that you would have taken 20 more minutes at that stage?
Look, I think he said before the kick out was taken, the ref said another 30 seconds, so we knew there was another play in it, and I think we pressed up on that kick out. I think we made a one at the initial break, but they turned us over and they got the score from it. And look, at fair play to them, they hung in there and they didn't let the heads drop after we got level 3 minutes into injury time. They responded really well, and that's why they're the team they are.
Yeah, a really tough defeat to take. Like, you're a seasoned team. You know, you've been in the Ulster Arena before. It's been a good season, but you know, ultimately it ends in disappointment here today. I'm sure you've got an experienced dressing room, but I'm sure you're going to be hoping to keep everybody on board and go again next year.
Look, there's none of them boys going anywhere now. They'll be back again stronger next year for that there. But it's disappointing. And as I say, unless you go on and win Ulster, unless you go on and win Ireland, you'll be disappointed somewhere along the line. There's only one team that's really happy at the end of the year, and that's whoever wins in Ireland, because no matter how far you go, you always want to go that step further. And ultimately we came up here short tonight. You might have taken it 3-4 months ago, but ultimately we're gutted leaving here tonight, because we came up here full of hope and full of confidence, and we came up short.